When the Affordable Care Act went into effect last year, Illinoisans began signing up for healthcare in a marketplace technically run by the federal government. While other states opted to create their own exchanges, Illinois did not, mostly in an effort to avoid extra costs. 217,000 people in Illinois have enrolled in plans under the Affordable Care Act so far, but they may be in jeopardy if Illinois doesn't create a state-based exchange. The plan faces Republican opposition, not just because it's about Illinois' role in the Affordable Care Act, but because the decision comes a month before Republican Governor-elect Bruce Rauner is sworn in. Representative David Leach, a Republican from Peoria, says the rush to create a state exchange goes against voters' wishes.
I see no reason at all why we should be moving this forward at this point when we have when the people spoke and we have a new administration.
But Representative Robin Gable, a Democrat from Evanston, says it's not just the lawsuit creating pressure to create a state exchange. It's the deadline from the federal government to create an exchange by the new year, or lose $270 million in startup funds. Gable says the creation of the exchange wouldn't really make much of a difference to Illinois in the long run.
This idea that there are extra taxes on the people of the state of Illinois if we have a state exchange versus a federal exchange is simply not true. That those taxes on the individual mandate and the businesses are there irregardless.
Today is the last day the General Assembly is scheduled to meet for the rest of the year, creating yet another deadline for lawmakers. I'm Hannah Meisel, Illinois Public Media.